This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, good afternoon. John Hines filling in for Chad Hartman on this Friday after Thanksgiving, Black Friday, if you will. I we'll talk about this sometime this afternoon, wondering how big of a deal is Black Friday these days. I mean, with big bargains to be had everywhere. I don't have a great connection with retail so much anymore. But Josh Wheeler, who's in charge of the controls this afternoon, has still got a close connection to retail. So, and Josh, you sense that Black Friday is still a thing, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's alive and well.
Okay. I mean, I remember, you know, seeing people bashing each other over the head for big screen TVs at Best Buy or wherever they had them, you know, and fighting at the checkout. There was a stack of them and brawling, you know, lined up hours before the stores opened. What are they lining up for these days? I guess that's a question. You probably have some insight into that one, Josh.
I mean, I think the TV is always the 1A and B of that conversation. I think people cannot get enough TVs, whether it's just to gift it to somebody else or get it for themselves, which I've always been a proponent of that, because what's the point of Christmas shopping for yourself? I've always just wanted to leave it up to the masses to try and treat me to something nice like a TV on Christmas, which I can't help but notice that big, huge package when you come down the staircase when Santa comes on Christmas Day and Christmas morning when you wake up, and I wonder what else that could be besides a TV. It is kind of a glaring object among all the presents under the tree. So it is always an interesting topic of conversation, but I think TV is definitely 1A, and there's always, you know, the Keurigs, the air fryers, the appliances that are must-haves as well.
That's a question that I can throw out, and maybe you can text in your answer on the Stiles Financial Talk and text line at 651-461-9226. But, I mean, getting an appliance for somebody. I saw that, I forget what retailer it was, had the Shark, which I think is a vacuum-type tool, on sale for like $100 off. So you could get it for $97 instead of $197. But would that be a Christmas gift for somebody? I mean, it just seems like, here, Mom, I got you a vacuum cleaner. I don't know. It doesn't make sense. Hey, something, though, that we are going to talk about here coming up, because I saw the numbers this morning when I was looking at television ratings from yesterday and mopping up after three NFL games, one coming up here shortly, as a matter of fact, in the next couple of hours. That'll be the Raiders and the Chiefs. But a highly rated program yesterday was the National Dog Show. And this is a dog show that has been going on for, I think, since the very late 1800s. It's been on television since 2002. So for 22 years, it's been televised, or 23 years now, I guess that would be. And 20 million people, it says, tuned in for the National Dog Show. And I know it had a good lead-in because it followed the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. So while you were waiting for something else to come on TV, you probably didn't change away. When you were waiting for the Lions and the Bears game, well, just leave the TV on here till that game starts, and we'll watch the dog show. And the surprising, you know, for me, a surprising winner, a pug, which is not my idea of a dog, but there's a dog for everyone, apparently. And, you know, there's a number of categories that made it to the U.S. National Dog Show, sponsored by Purina, which in a roundabout way has a connection to Minnesota, even though Ralston Purina, I think, was founded in St. Louis. But the checkerboard square was on flour mills or grain elevators along Hiawatha Avenue the whole time that I was growing up. And Purina Mills, I think, has a connection to Land O'Lakes and to Cargill, you know, Minnesota company. So we're all connected, you know, looking for that obscure Minnesota connection there that you find for some of these things. But Purina sponsored the dog show. And 20 million people tuned in. Did you watch any or all of it or part of it? We're going to talk with someone who knows something about showing dogs. She has shown her own dogs and has had a number of, I think, best in show winners at various dog show competitions around the country. So we'll talk with her coming up and find out how big of a deal that is. I'm willing to bet that she watched probably every minute of the dog show. So did you see part of it? Share it with us via text at 651-461-9226, and we'll get your take on the dog show. And the ultimate winner yesterday, the best in show, was a pug. I always thought pugs looked like they've been chasing parked cars, you know, just like run, 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 bonk, and something. But I'm sure, as I say, something for everyone. Every dog has someone who has an affinity for that breed. We'll talk about that coming up, too. So we'll do all of that next. Plus, we'll talk some Vikings football. Vikings, big game at home this weekend against the Cardinals. We'll talk overall about pro football and what's going on when we check in with Alan Kramer here before we wrap up the show. John Hines filling in for Chad Hartman on this Black Friday, the Friday after Thanksgiving. Somebody once asked, well, why is it Black Friday? Well, supposedly this is the time when retailers cross over from doing business in the red to making their money in these final days. And, of course, the heartache of a shortened holiday shopping season with Thanksgiving happening so late in this month of November. So a lot to cover, and we'll get to as much of it as possible here. Take a break now, though, at 12:15. Come back and talk with Patty Clevin, a dog show person who understands all of this. And we'll do that next year at News Talk 830 WCCO. Of course, we're going to bump back in with Who Let the Dogs Out. Good work, Josh. John Hines in for Chad Hartman this afternoon. Checking in on the National Dog Show yesterday. 20 million people watched all or part of the dog show. One of those was a friend of mine who is Patty, do I call you a dog breeder or a dog shower? Patty Clevin, who I've gotten to know over the years from Associated Hearing in St. Paul, but I've also come to know a little bit about your Welsh Corgi. That's the dog that you show, right?
Correct, yes. I am a dog breeder and an exhibitor of Pembroke
Exhibitor. Okay, that's what we call it, how we refer to you, an exhibitor of these corgi. And, of course, for people who don't know, tell me if I have this right, that the corgi was kind of like Queen Elizabeth's dog, right? Everybody saw her with her corgis out running around trying to keep up with her.
Yep, that's correct. Queen Elizabeth had Pembroke Welsh corgis. There's two breeds of corgis, the Pembroke and the Cardigan. Both are very popular in England, but the Pembroke became more popular because of the Queen.
Ah, okay. Hey, well, speaking of what makes dogs popular, my question for you is, after the National Dog Show, which I'm sure you watched, correct?
Of course.
Yes, of course you did. How many different breeds can actually make a show like that? I saw that there were herding, working, toy, sporting, hound, non-sporting, terrier. Are there more types of dogs than that?
All of those groups have the individual breeds within them. And I don't, off the top of my head, know the exact number. It's somewhere, I think, around 170 breeds that AKC recognizes. And that number may be off a little bit. But yes, and probably all of those breeds were represented at the National Dog Show. It's actually the Kennel Club of Philadelphia.
Yes, and that's where, because this is not to be confused with the Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show, which is like the other big deal, right? So, now, watching this, were you surprised when they got to the end and a pug was the best in show winner? Or it doesn't mean it's like the best dog ever, but it means that that particular dog, I think, what was his name, Vito? That particular dog has, you know, all the characteristics that make a good pug. Am I correct in
correct.
Assessing how that goes?
Right. And at that point in the dog show, the judge has seven absolutely gorgeous dogs to pick from. So they can't really go wrong. But in the judge's opinion, they're picking which animal that he or she feels best represents that breed. So they think that pug was a better pug than, say, the Bruget Picard, who had won the herding group. Now, again, the judge could have picked any of them, probably any of them, and not gone wrong, because they were all beautiful representatives of the breed.
When you're watching, you have a discerning eye. You understand being someone who is a breeder and an exhibitor. When you're watching, do you say, oh, yeah, that dog, you know, meets the characteristics or the quality of qualities in that breed? Or do you ever go, you know, oh, poo-poo, that dog is not going to. I mean, I'm serious. I mean, it's like watching a sporting event for you, I'm imagining.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure, yes. And, you know, that's the thing. I think when you look at some of the dogs on television, you can say, oh, I'm not quite excited about the way that dog moves, or I don't think I like the eye placement of that particular dog's head. But again, what you're looking for is which dog has the most attributes that are closest to perfection for that standard. So rather than fault judge, you're looking for the virtues of the individual dogs and who has the most virtues.
Ah, okay. Now, when you get a winner like the best in show, Vito the Pug, from those top breeds that were the finalists there, what does that do for the breed? Does that get people all charged up like, oh boy, that's the dog for me now? Is this what happens, or is that cause and effect or something like that?
Unfortunately, yes. I think the thing with the dog show is it's wonderful for the public to be able to see what a nicely bred, purebred dog should look like. But they really need to do their homework and see, is that breed going to be the right breed for me? Because a lot of times people choose it based on how it looks in the dog show, and that may or may not be the right breed for you at home.
Okay. Now, do certain dogs, I'm guessing, and you would know this better than I would certainly, have better temperaments and might make it a better dog for you at home?
Definitely. Each breed was bred for a certain purpose. Now, some breeds, like the toy breeds, a lot of their purpose was to sit on your lap. But some breeds, like the working dogs, they were bred to go out and work. The herding dogs were bred to move livestock. So you get a border collie that really needs a job all the time, and you put that dog in an apartment where basically he's just got to sit all day. He's not going to be happy, and the owners aren't going to be happy either.
Okay, I understand that. While you and I are chatting, a text on the Stiles Financial Talk and text line comes in. Patty, let me ask you about this, because this texter says, it's all about small dogs. I'm putting my own tone to this. It says, it's a shame because it doesn't even pay for large dogs to show up year after year. But that's not necessarily true.
No.
I mean, large breed dogs have won in the past, haven't they?
Oh, for sure. Yes. Yeah. No, I think it's at the point where they're in best in show. It just depends on, you know, what the judge feels is the best example of the breed that's out there. So whether it's a large dog or a small dog, I don't think it really makes a difference.
Yeah, but I do like what you said about having this dog win best in show, increasing the popularity, and not all breeders are necessarily, we see this in the news time after time, are not necessarily, you know, the most scrupulous. They're out trying to make a fast buck and
right,
not necessarily doing the right thing for the breed or for the person who's going to end up with that dog when it comes to fruition.
Correct. Because a good breeder is going to want make sure that their puppies are going to the right home, a home that understands what the dog will become, and they don't want to place the puppy in a place where it's going to fail. So if you've got a breeder who says, well, this is the price of the dog, doesn't ask you any questions about your lifestyle or, you know, what your home life is like, I think red flags should go up right away, because if you're a breeder who cares, you want to make sure that the puppy is going to have a chance to succeed in its new home.
That happened to some friends of mine recently who were seeking a particular dog, and they were looking for a puppy. But the breeder, who apparently very scrupulous, said, you know, I'm sorry, at your age, you don't have, you know, children or whatever. We really would rather not sell this dog to you, because who's going to take care of it? You want, you know, somebody who is going to hopefully outlive that particular dog, right?
Mm-hmm. And that's the thing. You know, it's hard as a breeder to tell someone, no, I don't think this is going to work out. But if you really care about your puppies, you have to do that sometimes. And it's really better for the person buying the dog, too.
Oh, yeah, it makes sense, because somebody who knows more about it might know more about what is best for their dogs, therefore, ultimately, your dog. So, Patty Clevin, thank you so much for coming on and shedding some light on this. I feel like I've learned a thing or two here. And now, do you continue to show your corgi?
I do. We show our corgi, and we show a few other corgis, and I'm hoping in the next 6 months to a year, I'm going to have a new puppy to show.
Ah, and how do you get them ready for that? I mean, because the dogs, you see those dogs on the dog show, and they know exactly, they're kind of showing off, aren't they?
Oh, they are. They are. They have to have the right personality to want to do it. But we start training from the time they're babies and teach them to love it and make it fun for them. So it's a fun thing for the dogs, too.
Well, hey, thank you much for joining me. Continued success as you show, and I appreciate your joining us here on WCCO Radio this afternoon.
Thanks so much.
Take care, Patty. Be well. It is coming up here, 12:29. Let's take this time out, and we'll be back with more here. John Hines filling in for Chad Hartman at News Talk 830 WCCO. So your comments here coming up via text. The Stiles Financial Talk and Text Line, 651-461-9226. Or you can call in. We can handle it that way, too. If you have been out shopping for Black Friday, I was asking at the beginning of the show if this is still a thing. And looking at the list of retailers that are on board, and it's virtually everybody. Somebody sent we got a text early this morning, said something about being nice to Walmart employees. One said it was mandatory that all employees work Black Friday. They have one of the worst Black Fridays with their deals ever. I don't know what that means, the worst. Does that mean the most deals are going to bring in the most people or the fewest details that will result in products that people want? You'll have to clarify that, but I'm looking at the Walmart Black Friday deals, and there is a plethora of things. Everything from a $94 43-inch TV. Now, I suppose these things are limited quantities, so you never know if you're going to get it. Handbags. How about one of those Jeeps that your kid rides in for only $160? So, as I say, all kinds of deals, including home appliances. So, riddle me this, if you are a homemaker, someone who is in charge at the home. If somebody gave you, like a cordless, you know, electric vacuum cleaner, would you be going like, oh, wow, thanks. That's just what I wanted. Or would you be disappointed in something like that they didn't get something for you of a more personal nature? So where do you stand on those kind of gifts, Josh? We were talking about this before we got going. Have you ever given somebody a gift like that, saying, look, this will make you help keep the house cleaner?
Sometimes you got to be a little subtle with these things, John. You got to be able to just slip it right in there where you don't make it super in your face and obvious. But you know what? Cleaning has to happen. And what better way than give the gift of cleanliness to somebody that might need it and just don't want to be disrespectful about it? So it's kind of like me. See, John, I'm in the ripe old age of 32 years old. I'm getting up there in age. It's my years are counting down now. It's like my wife getting me, you know, cream for my face or my skin. It's one of those things. I'm getting old.
Well, here's the thing about if you don't think of it yourself, but it is something that, or maybe you have thought about it, but you just never, you know, made the move to do something like that, then that is thoughtful in that regard.
It is.
I would say that, yes. So did she give you, because you're drying out and getting old, did she give you face cream?
No, but she does. She does almost on the daily remind me that I have some gray and silver hairs coming through on the beard and the hair. So that's what love is all about, John.
You could remind her that unlike your Friday fill-in show host, at least you've still got hairs coming in. I've got more going out than I have coming in. So,
Do you need a vacuum cleaner in your home for the
I happen to have two.
Well, there you go.
Including, you know, something that I bought for myself. Well, this is the problem for me at this point in my life. I don't need gifts from anybody of any sort unless it's a personal type thing. For me, and I think most people might go along with me on this, the gift of an experience is something special.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? When I say an experience, if somebody got me show tickets for some, you know, for an upcoming play or a concert or something of that nature, that's an experience. And although it's something that you would welcome, but you just wouldn't go out and do it yourself. That's the way I look at that.
I think what you need for the holidays is an all-expenses-paid trip back to the tundra known as Minnesota, so you can experience and suffer along with us up here in this 15-degree weather.
Well, you know what? I have more, you know, cold weather time than you.
Yes.
So only just recently have I not lived in that. So But I believe me, I have my. I used to cherish the fact that, you know, in a February morning, your garbage never smells because it's frozen so solid.
Yeah, it's true.
And when I had to go out and pick up after my dog, it was a piece of cake. Well, not a piece of cake, but it was like, you know, picking up rocks in the driveway, for goodness sakes. I don't know how I strayed into that category there, but here's a text says, my husband purchased a radial arm saw and said it was my Mother's Day present. However, she continued, he did use it to make many pieces of furniture. Well, so there's somebody who knows what they're doing. Radial arm saws, I've always thought, were just a danger. But, you know, how'd you ever get a nickname like Lefty? Oh, never mind. So when we were talking about dogs, too, I needed to mention this text. Somebody said when we were talking about dogs and which dogs, which breeds are the right for the, and how certain breeders wouldn't necessarily sell you a particular dog, someone sent a text saying age is disrespectful if they, you know, don't want to sell a dog to you because of your age. However, if you don't have anyone to care for that dog after you would pass, then I think that's being very thoughtful and very considerate in that particular instance. I would disagree with the texter who said that. So age is disrespectful. No. No, it's not. Now, do you have a gift list? Do you drop hints, Josh, for what it might be that you would like?
This is when I send out the group text to family and just say, you know what, list off things you want, and I'll break it down like a college bracket and figure out which one makes the final round as far as what I'm going to buy. Because
So you welcome the input from someone else.
I do. I try not to. I've been my record of going out and just spontaneously getting somebody a gift has been more miss than hit. So I've officially given up on trying to be ambitious and going out of my way to do it on my own. I usually leave it up to the crowd to decide what they're going to get.
Where do you stand on gift cards?
I love them, especially when you become an adult. I saw a social media post the other day. I'm officially the age where new appliances and gift cards are the best Christmas gift you can get, which is very true.
Ah, interesting. Okay. I mean, with so many of us, you know, tomorrow is Small Business Saturday. We got a text saying that they save their shopping for Small Business Saturday, which is great. I mean, it's something that American Express cooked up a number of years ago to help small businesses and put the emphasis on small businesses. Fostered or championed by American Express back in the day, but that's great. But by the time you come around to Cyber Monday, which is the next big shopping experience, well, Cyber Monday, we've been cyber shopping all through the weekend. Cyber shopping Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I think there will be some Cyber Monday deals, and I've already picked up a deal or two at Amazon for something that I wanted. So, and I've found some bargains there. So, I guess it all. This is why I'm thinking, you know, Black Friday is probably somewhat diminishing in its importance. But according to all of these retailers, Amazon, Best Buy, Home Depot, Lowe's, Macy's, Nordstrom, QVC, REI, Sephora, Target, Walmart, Wayfair, Zappos, that's everybody, all the way down to the Z, they're all participating in Black Friday situations. So if any of those fall into your category, search those websites, and that's where you'll find the deals.
Which I can add to that, too, is, you know, the growing popularity of Target pickup, where people just, you know, show up in their cars and you put it in their trunk and off they go. That's kind of almost increased the volume, I think, of orders that some of these retailers have gotten since COVID, because of just the ease of and the quickness of being able to do that without having to step foot in a store. Because if you order it and you secure it through an order, it's pretty much yours. You don't necessarily have to storm the gates or anything like that. I know there's been a lot of talk on the station, especially in the last few weeks, about Target and even other various retailers missing the mark when it comes to their third quarter earnings. So this is kind of where they gain a lot of that ground, is with these massive amounts of sales both in and outside of the stores that they're making.
Yeah, absolutely right. Speaking of gift ideas, let's take a time out. And when we come back, we'll check in with a friend of ours from Bachman's, Karen Bachman, who's got what we at WCCO think is a great gift idea for someone who is that CCO listener in your life. We'll do that coming up next year. News Talk 830 WCCO. 1249. Time to make your home more energy efficient with GAF solar roofing and free installation and labor right now. Hey, we're going to go out to Bachman's here. Bachman's is a place where many folks head and have for forever. Well, not forever, but for a long time in our Twin Cities area for Christmas shopping, wreaths, gifts, ideas, things of that nature. Karen Bachman joins us from Bachman's to talk about something special going on. I suppose, Karen, hey, first of all, welcome to the radio. Thanks for being on here on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline.
Well, thank you so much. Happy holidays to you.
Yes, that's what a great greeting. I appreciate that so much. Hey, let's talk a little bit about something special, and that's the WCCO 100th anniversary double album. It's available at all Bachman's locations, right?
That is exactly right. Our six retail locations have that gift amongst many others and beautiful holiday decor to get you into that festive spirit.
Yeah, I should point out that that double album, I believe it's available like either in vinyl or digital, depending on which way you would like it. But it might be great gift for that longtime CCO listener in, or a new WCCO listener for that matter. Hey, you mentioned six locations. Give me a quick rundown and a reminder of where those locations are, if you can.
Yes, well, our Homestead location, where it all started 139 years ago, is on 60th and Lindale.
Right.
And we are decorated to the hilt and have so many wonderful events. We also are in Maplewood, Apple Valley, Plymouth, Eden Prairie, and Fridley, as well as 30 Lunds and Byerly's grocery stores.
Yeah. I mean, if you've been into Lunds and Byerly's, you know that you'll see Bachman there. They're traditional because the wrap you can't miss. I mean, that's been a part of our lives for as long as I can remember, the wrapping.
The purple. And,
yeah, the purple. It's oh, that must be a Bachman's gift. So how nice is that? Hey, but I know, too, that it's a great place for getting fresh trees, cut trees, and just a tremendous selection of wreaths in all shapes and sizes.
It is, and this is the biggest decorating weekend of the year. So now that Thanksgiving has passed, people are ready to deck the halls. So fresh Christmas trees, wreaths, boughs, spruce top planters, we have all of those and are ready to help our customers decorate both indoors and out.
Well, I think that is a great idea. And it's a great tradition. I mean, I remember, pulling into 60th and Lindale for many, many years. And it's just like, rather than go chasing all over for whatever decorations you need, it's kind of a one-stop shop there. And at the same time, you can pick up that 100th anniversary double album from WCCO there, one of the few places where you can find that around the Twin Cities.
That's exactly right. And on top of that, we have poinsettias that are now painting the town in shades of red, pink, and white. Over 65,000 of them that we grow just south in Farmington, Minnesota, at our greenhouses are hitting the town.
Well, yeah, and for people, I have long marveled at this because you still do that, like you stack those poinsettias in special way that it becomes this massive tree at Bachman's, right?
We do. It's called the Dazzler Poinsettia Tree. It's over 25 feet tall. It's 150 poinsettias. And so it's the perfect photo opportunity for your family or with friends.
Yeah, get your family in front of it. If you can get them to all look in the same direction, nobody blank. This is going to be the Christmas card this year. It's a great opportunity to pull that one off as well. So, hey, Karen, thank you. What else have you got going on special in there? I mean, can people stop in when they're doing their browsing and things, and can you find something to snack on or munch on as you're working your way up and down the aisles?
You can at our Lyndale location. We have Patrick's Cafe and Bakery. And then on weekends now through December 22nd, Santa and his elf Albert have a show and sing-along that's completely free to the public. So whether you're young or old or everything in between, you're able to make this part of your holiday tradition.
Well, that is a great idea. And Bachman's has been a tradition for as long as I can remember. So good planning. Hey, Karen, thank you so much for joining me here this afternoon on News Talk 830 WCCO. Wish you a great holiday season and appreciate all that you do in the Twin Cities over these many, many years.
Happy holidays to you.
Take care. So we will, let's do this. It is 12:54. I'll share some more of your texts and comments when we continue. You keep your texts coming. We'll share some more of those along the various parts of the show here today. Coming up yet, we're going to have a conversation. Oh, Shaletta Brundage joins the show on a Friday. She always does when Chad Hartman is here, and today will be no different. And coming up yet, we're going to check with Alex Kramer from Star Tribune. We'll talk about some Vikings. Oh, Andrew, I did it wrong again, didn't I? We'll talk Vikings football, Vikings at home against the Cardinals this weekend. And I keep waiting. Were you watching football at all yesterday, Josh?
A little bit, yes.
Yeah, I keep waiting. It looked like the Bears had a chance to notch a victory against the Lions, and somehow they managed to take what should have been a 4-second, 5-second pass play and draw it out to 15 seconds while time expired, and never had a chance to get a kickoff to tie the game to send it into overtime.
Yeah.
It's like,
you had time to go back for seconds in the time that it took them to actually, you know, draw a play up in that window. It's kind of ridiculous.
Yes, it was a major, major disappointment. Hey, speaking of disappointments, we'll talk some of that coming up yet here, too, on WCCO. Have you ever sat down for one of those meals for Thanksgiving or some other event, and the food that was offered up was nothing short of a disappointment? So just a thought. Here's a text on the Stiles Financial Talk and Text line that says, "Yes, John, we made many trips to various emergency rooms to repair things in his hands from using that radial arm saw." Oof. Here's another text says, "Heinzie, hair falling out doesn't hurt. Happy Thanksgiving." So thanks, Matthew. I appreciate that. Here's another text says, "I learned that a gift of an electric can opener on our first anniversary was not a good choice. 48 years later, I still get reminded of it." Well, this is the thing. You may have forgotten about it, but there is some sort of a knack to reminding you of your most forgettable moments. So keep sharing those with us via text, or if you want to call in, again, 651-461-9226. Shaletta Brundage joins the show coming up following the news at the top of the hour here at News Talk 830 WCCO. Thanks for being along with me when I get this chance to fill in for Chad Hartman on this Friday afternoon. I'll be with you up until 3, so stick around.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're going to try to make the most of it. We'll have more coming up on WCCO.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.